You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to a special episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. I guess we'll call this the pregnancy episode. If you're listening, you might have heard that my wife, Ashley, and I are expecting our first child, which is very exciting. We finally got to announce to everybody that Ashley's pregnant. We don't say we're pregnant. Mark, I don't know if that was a thing that your wife made you do, but
is
like
that a thing?
Oh, dude, totally. Because we first started saying we're pregnant, and she was like, "Are we pregnant or am I pregnant?" And we are having a kid. And then she got really sick, and then she's like, "I'm pregnant.
Yeah,
you're not, and we're having a kid."
It does feel like stolen valor a little bit. Like you're trying to hone in on some of the action here, but yes, she's dealing with all of it.
She's doing 99.9% of the work. She might, I would almost give her 100%. I mean,
because the only percent you were involved in was quite enjoyable.
Yeah, it was fine. You know, 28 seconds of my life and then I moved on. Like, so now my job is just running errands, like getting whatever she needs, feeding her, telling her everything's going to be all right. She's like, am I going to be like this for the rest of my life? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think you're going to be okay. Hopefully it's just the first try. She's getting her ass kicked, man. She's like puking like 3 times a day. Oh. She's constantly nauseous. It's crazy how, as a guy, I just had no idea. Like, who the hell coined the term morning sickness? It's morning, afternoon, and night. It's not morning.
So is the gender thing, I don't think we know the gender yet, right? How are you planning on revealing that to the world?
Well, we don't know how we're going to reveal it, but we find out this week, which is insane. Ooh. So we have a doctor's appointment Wednesday, and it's crazy how fast you can find out, because she'll be 11 weeks. And after 10 weeks, you can find out the sex of the baby. So we're going to find it out. She doesn't want to do any type of like gender reveal party, which I get, but I wouldn't mind doing a small something for our family, but it's obviously up to Ash. So we're going to find out soon. And then we have no idea how we're going to tell people. I mean, I guess we'll just be like, yeah, it's a boy or a girl.
So you will tell us. This isn't going to be a secret till the child is born.
No. We're going to tell people, obviously. Oh, yeah. Come on now. We want good gifts.
True. Will the name be a secret till the child is born, or will that also be revealed early?
Well, that's a great question. We have a name. So we have a name for a boy. It's been a name that Ashley has known for 13 years that she wanted to name a kid. She wanted it to be either
Tom
a boy.
Brady's been playing for 20 years, so still could be Brady.
Little Tom Brady Haven is going to be a fantastic child to have. But she's had the name for quite some time. And I was actually going to ask her today whether I should tell you guys what the name is, but Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you heard in the background, but that's a big no.
Just whisper it gently into the microphone. She won't know.
It's Dean Unglert Haven.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
D-U-H.
That's beautiful.
That is sweet.
So you're going to find out the sex, and you're probably going to announce that on the podcast for us, right? Like, you'll have the breaking news come onto the podcast.
Let's see how highly rated this podcast is. And if it gets a decent amount of views, then we'll release it on this podcast.
Mark, it's going to be almost famous.
yeah. As I'm sure it will be as well. Mark, yeah. When you had your children, did you know the gender before they were born?
Yeah, we knew it. We found out immediately because we are planners. We have spring babies because my wife did not want to be pregnant in the summer. We plan everything. So we wanted to know everything in advance. We could plan everything, decorate accordingly, get gifts accordingly. Yeah, we definitely.
And would you, so your advice to a new father is to learn the sex early on?
Just so you can plan. It just takes some of the stress out of the, you want everything. The way we look at it is that, when Ashley's going through her nesting phase, which, by the way, is crazy.
It's really, why is that crazy?
Because you hear about it and you're like, oh, that would be an interesting thing. No, it's like a real thing. And your house has never been cleaner. Your house has never been more organized. Like, she was going through old photo albums, changing up pictures. The most extreme example I can give you of my wife's nesting phase is she went into our Christmas ornaments, and this was in March, and found the Christmas ornaments that had picture holes in them and made sure they all had updated pictures in the picture holes. That's the level of nesting detail that she got up to as she was getting ready to
give birth. Can't wait. I love living in an organized house.
That's impressive.
It's fascinating, but that's a stressful time because there's so many unknowns, and we just want to remove as many unknowns as possible. At least we know the name, we know the gender.
Yeah. So for Jared, when he finds out the gender, which sounds like it'll be more sooner than later.
Yeah.
How much realer is that going to get for him as a dad, do you think?
Yeah, that's an amazing thing, because then you start picturing all kinds of stuff. You know, if it's a little girl, you picture everything from first day of school to prom to wedding day, walking her down the aisle. And if it's a boy, you start picturing his first baseball game or football game or whatever it is. And then one day him walking down the aisle, and it all becomes so much more real when you find out the sex of the baby.
Oh, 100%. It's like, I don't feel that connected with the kid right now, which makes me feel guilty and sad. The only time I did was when we went to the first ultrasound, because that was when, you know, they put the gel on her belly and they had like the scope to see the inside. And I've only ever seen that in movies. So being in the room with the doctor and being like, oh yeah, this is your baby right here, and it's the size of an ant, and you know, the sac is the size of a blueberry, and like, you know, she writes baby over it, and you can see the little heartbeat, and it's like, oh wow, no, that's a living thing. That's insane. So that felt real.
We know things like it's not twins or anything like that.
Not twins. Ashley was so convinced she had twins because of how sick she was, and she was so wrong. We're not having twins.
So how have you guys thought about, like, when the baby comes, what's the plan going to be for that? Is it going to be at the hospital? Is it going to be, I mean, is this all this too intimate to even share? Like,
no,
are you going to be
not.
In a room
Ashley,
with her?
Yeah. I mean, as long as COVID protocols allow it, I want to be in the room. I'm definitely not looking under the towel. Mark, did you?
No, I did not. No way. That was the rule. Stay up by the head and look down as little as possible.
I'm not looking down.
With our second daughter, it was there was a big picture on the wall across from where the action was happening. And it was basically a mirror, the way the lights were in the room. And so we hung a towel over it.
Oh, nice.
And then at one point during birth, the towel fell.
Oh, no.
And I got a little bit of a glimpse. Then I was wearing a baseball cap that I had to kind of adjust down, because I don't want to see that. And my wife did not want me to see that. We were in complete agreement on that. No interest in that. So I tried to stay up by the head as much as possible.
Dude, Tanner's just watched every time. Three kids. He saw all three. And I'm like, you're insane. You're insane. You know, I mean, well, Tanner also, for Brooks, their second, he had to look, because that was the one that she had the baby in the closet where she was like screaming, and he looked and the baby was crowned. That was intense. But I'm like, there's no way. Did you cut the cord?
No, I'm not qualified. There are other people more qualified.
Yeah, that's why I don't get, like, I'm okay. I don't need to cut the cord. Like, let's make sure the baby's good. What is it? What are you yelling in the background? Ashley wants me to cut the cord. Well, I guess I'll cut the cord.
What about all this stuff that I keep hearing about the placenta and how you can use it to cook food with? Can you guys save your placenta, perhaps?
We did none of that stuff.
No.
Jared, and you guys you're not going to do it? I remember there was a Kardashians episode where they did it.
I mean, if the Kardashians did it, then there's a potential of Ashley doing it. But other than that, it doesn't really seem like Ashley's personality to save the placenta and cook it and then us like digest it.
I mean, I can only imagine what you must be going through right now. Is there, because I don't want to say normally you're like an anxious person, but I know that you can get stressed out over certain things. Has that kind of kicked in yet at all, or is it more just elation?
No, I'm certainly not stressed out. It's also because life doesn't feel that different right now. You know, the only thing that's different is that Ashley is sick. Everything else is completely normal. You know, I mean, she hasn't shown at all. I mean, she's still only 10 weeks. We don't even know the sex of the baby. We've only had one doctor's appointment. So it doesn't, you know, everybody tells me it's reassuring because I have so many friends and family that tell me that everything will change once that kid is born in the best way possible. And Mark, I want you to talk about this a little bit because everybody says like, yeah, a buddy of mine was like, it's exhausting, it's tiring, it's stressful. It's also the best thing that will ever happen to you in your life. And I've heard that across the board. It's amazing how like being a parent is the one thing that like I feel like I always hear consistently is that it's exhausting, it's stressful, it's tiring, and it's all worth it.
Yeah, here's my advice for when the baby is born. And I give this to all dads out there. This is a good advice. Because still, obviously, Ashley's doing 100% of the work now. After the baby's born, she's still going to be doing 98% of the work, right? She's feeding the child. She's doing so much. The bond there is incredible. And you're just trying to help out wherever you can. So here's what you do. You take that child in the middle of the night and allow Ashley to sleep for a few hours.
Yeah.
All you're doing is taking the child and you're going to go watch TV. That's it.
That's it.
I used to sit with baby Allie right after she was born and I binged seasons of Entourage because this was 15 years ago.
Nice.
I am a hero for sitting and watching television in a reclining chair. Okay. This is my advice to you. No matter what time of day it is, you're like, honey, I got this. You sleep. You're a hero. And all you're going to do is go watch TV. It's the greatest.
Yeah, it's like that TikTok. Mark is the guy who gets the standing ovation for doing the bare minimum. It's like a TikTok where the guy like literally washes one side of the counter and then he gets a standing ovation. Mark went to go watch Entourage and his wife was like, "You're the greatest man alive." I hope you know that.
Best life of the husband slash father. Yes.
Yeah, man, it's easy being a dude.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
My other advice to you is to don't get weird about pregnancy sex. Some guys are very weird about that.
That was actually my next question about that.
Yeah. If Ashley's interested, be all in, because they don't feel attractive in the condition she's going to be in over the next months. So make sure you don't add to that by being weirded out, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely not weirded out. I mean, I guess I'll only know when that time comes, when she's like 7 months you know, it's there.
It's there. It's, it's weird.
It's,
it's
not
weird,
moving.
But it's not going to, it's not going to make her feel good if you're all like, ew. So,
yeah, you know. 100%.
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you have for him, Mark, about, you know, getting that done while it was later on in the pregnancy?
You know, you got to get a little creative with positions and such, but it's just follow her lead. That's my only advice. And that's pretty much my advice to you for the next 20 years. Just
I was about to say, I mean, that could be the title of my autobiography. Just follow her lead. That's what I do anyway. Right.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is Jared is no longer in control of his own life. He is playing second fiddle to the main character that is Ashley Iaconetti.
Yeah, until like the age my kids are, where they're 15 and 12, I'm no longer the star of the show. Like the kids are the star of the show. I am now a supporting character in this TV show. And that's been kind of interesting over the past few years, where they used to be our kids and now we're their parents. But like I remember when I found out it was a girl, I started, I wept. That was the first time I cried happy tears about this whole process, because I always wanted a daughter. And then last night, she was up on stage playing Ariel in The Little Mermaid out here in Thousand Oaks. And it's just the greatest. It's really just a wonderful ride. So I'm very happy for you.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
It's funny how you talk to different parents and you get completely different reactions when it comes to having kids. I was talking to this guy the other day. I think he had two little girls as well. And he was like, Dean, let me tell you, the ultimate form of birth control is when you get that call from your kid at 4 p.m. and she's screaming and crying and she needs you or that moment. And I'm like you are doing a really bad job of selling parenthood right now. And then there are guys like you, Mark, that are like, you know, they've got a million photos of their children on their phone and they're the proudest in the world. I am obviously that's ideal. But it's just funny how people can be on one side or the other about that kind of stuff.
Well, it's all over the place. There's been rough nights. There's been anxiety issues. There's been sleep issues. Like, there's going to be some tough times. Absolutely. There's bullying issues. There's, you know, just kids at school just being awful to your kid. You're like, it's not all just joy and pride and happiness. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs to it. But And it also, you can't believe how fast it goes. You can't believe it's such a short period of your life that your kids are in your home with you. Because when you're a kid, being a kid, it takes forever.
Yeah.
When you're an adult, you realize, oh my gosh, they're only going to be here for 18 years, maybe 20 if you're lucky. And then they're out in the world. And that goes by in the blink of an eye.
Dude, it's just, I'm excited. I'm definitely way more excited than I am nervous. I guess it just... It's the first time in my life where I feel this overwhelming responsibility, because even with marriage, Ashley's an adult. Sorry, our dogs are losing their minds in the background, but Ashley's an adult. Like, we're two adults coming together, but now we have to take care of another life. And Ashley and I always joke, like, when are we going to start feeling like adults? Because we still feel like kids, you know, even now we're pregnant. And I'm like, this isn't like I'm a child, you know, how am I ever going to be able to raise a kid? So Mark, did you ever get to a moment where you're like, oh, now I'm a parent, now I'm an adult? Or do you still feel like I'm just kind of taking it day by day?
That's a good question, because I definitely feel like a dad now. And it's also funny because everybody who knows me, everybody who works with me, they all just, I'm such a dad. I'm a total 100% dad. But of course, 15 years ago, I was like, what is this? What do I do? I don't understand this. The day that you take the baby home from the hospital, you're like, are they sure about this? Because we have no idea what we're doing. And that was a crazy feeling. So I think it's more gradual. I think you won't wake up and feel like a dad one day. It's just suddenly 15 years will go by and you'll be like, I've been a dad as long as I can remember. I don't remember life before being a dad.
Did you read a lot of books while your wife was pregnant?
Yeah, I did. And so did she. And one that she really loved was The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy. And I think the writer is named Iveen. Like Jimmy Iovine, I think it's actually his ex-wife, but that one really resonated because it was the real truth of what's going on. You know, she didn't pull any punches. She was like, this part sucks. This is really bad. You know, she really tells you how it is. It's not all sugar-coated. So I would recommend that one.
Was it about pregnancy or was it about being a parent?
It was about pregnancy. Parenting books we've read quite a bit since the kids have been born.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know, like the reason I asked is because when we did our Amazon thing last week, we got questions like, oh, what books are you reading? I'm like, I haven't read a book about parenting. Am I behind right now? Should I be like getting on this?
You're okay. You're okay. A book about childbirth might be fun to glance through.
Oh, hell, Jared's going to read a book about childbirth in Italian. So that way you can kind of knock out two birds with one stone.
Exactly. Why do you think I'm learning Italian, people?
All right. Speaking of my daughter, I got to go pick her up. So I love you guys. Congratulations, Jared. Have a great show.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Love you too.
And Jared, here's the thing. Who needs books when you have Mark's number on speed dial right there?
That's what I mean. I have all these friends. I have all these resources right at the click of a button. Why would I ever need a book when I have Mark? He is the ultimate book on parenting right there.
Hey, not to get too graphic or anything, but can you not recount. I don't need like great detail, but will you be able to trace back the date of conception for the kid?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. We can trace it back. I mean, to a like, I don't know about like the exact... Like, we know what month it was, and we know, like, the week everything happened. So, pretty much, yeah, spot on.
That's crazy to me.
I know. It is weird to think that, like, we were all conceived that way, you know? Like, this is how just life happens.
Sex is pretty tight.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie. It's good times.
Congratulations. I'm sure you heard this joke before, but Ashley's obviously no longer a virgin, and I just wanted to go ahead and congratulate you guys.
Hey, that's right. Oh my God. Ashley's pregnant. Could you imagine like rewinding the clock 4 years ago and being like that? Ashley, the virgin, is now pregnant.
Dude, the story arc on that is effing amazing. You know,
yeah, it's
like you
wild.
Said, it goes into The Bachelor as a virgin, and now she's having her first baby with the love of her life that she also met on that same TV show. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Obviously, I'm going to be talking a lot more over the course of the next months about, you know, our Ashley's pregnancy.
Our pregnancy.
I know, right? She gets so mad, which I don't blame her now. I get mad at myself anytime I say, we're pregnant. It's like, no. Ashley's doing all the work. I'm just here to, you know, hold her hand and tickle her arm sometimes and let her know that it's going to be okay. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't tell you how much I appreciate, how much Dean and I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast week after week after week. It means the world to us. We love doing this. We feel super honored to have this platform every week. So please keep emailing us. Follow us on social media. We love talking to you guys. And you know, we'll see you soon.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.